counting down the top 20 albums in Canada.
Hi, this is Jay Slastic from the Besnard Lakes.
Hey, this is Matthias Kahn from the Burning Hell.
This is Dub Maddox.
Hey, this is Paul Watson from the Ketamine.
Hey, it's Marty Carpet of Imaginary City.
Hey, this is Matt from Golden Youth.
Hi, this is Jay Hunter, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
This is the Earshot 20. Here is Anthony Enman and Brian Cleveland.
Hello, everybody out there in Radio Land. My name is Brian Cleveland, and you might be thinking that normally you're going to hear the voice of Anthony Enman here. I'm going to be playing the part of Anthony Enman this week as he is out, and special guest co-host Wayne Hansen's in the room.
Check it out.
And we're going to have a great old time today because it is Fun Drive Week here at Local 107.3 FM, the host station of the Earshot 20. And to start us off, though, Wayne's going to tell us all about Earshot and where these charts come from, what's going to happen on this program in the next 2 hours.
So Earshot is a national campus and community radio report published every week at earshot-online.com, where you can find the entire national top 50. Other published charts include regional top 30 albums submitted by over 30 Canadian campus and community radio stations each week, as well as weekly genre reports for electronic, hip-hop, international, jazz, loud, folk roots, blues, and monthly and yearly top 200 countdowns. You can also read fine features such as reviews, interviews, and loads more.
That's right. And this week, we are counting down the charts for the week ending Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. And if you're listening to this live, it is November the 1st, 2013, which is the final day of the funding drive here at our host station, CFMH, Local 107.3 FM in St. John, New Brunswick. The program is recorded live in studio every single week on Friday afternoon / evening from 4 to 6 p.m., and then we send out for syndication across the nation thanks to the NCRA Program Exchange, RadioForAll.net, and the iTunes podcasting service. So thanks to all those folks and all the stations broadcasting us across the nation. If we have time, we'll run them down for you later in the program. If you would like to make a pledge to the show over the next 2 hours, you can give us a call at area code 506-648-5925. And you can also make donations online at localfm.ca/donate. And even though this is the final day, so if you're across the greater Canada or, you know, anywhere, technically you could be listening to this anywhere in the world.
Anywhere.
You could be listening to it in space even if you got your iPod up there. It is not.
Oh, I don't know about that.
I don't know either, but I'm going to say so. It is not too late to donate. You can always donate after the funding drive at localfm.ca/donate to support campus and community radio in St. John, New Brunswick.
Brian, you have a great way with words. Syndication across the nation.
So
never too late to donate. Your riddles and rhymes are working today.
The kind of alliteration and such that I've been working on. And so the goal this year for Local FM, which has been broadcasting on almost for almost 13 years on the radio dial, pretty young for a radio station, but quite a feat nonetheless. We're going to be raising money towards a much-needed transmitter replacement, an engineering brief, and an amplifier to increase our wattage and coverage.
So you can hear us from outer space.
Yeah, hopefully, if we get enough money for that, that'd be quite a feat. I was just telling Wayne that I've been spending my day in St. John at the St. John Arts Summit, which they haven't held one for since 2006, and it sort of got together all these people involved in the different arts in our city to get together and talk about goals for the next 3 to 5 years. And sort of some of the themes they were talking about just really resonated with me a lot, and how community radio can really be a catalyst for events and the arts in your community. They're talking about participation, engagement, youth, partnerships, promotions, events, spaces, education. This is all sorts of things that you can sort of run into at community radio in your community. And the most important thing that I'll leave you with at this point is, again, the phone number is area code 506-648-5925. We're going to throw over to some music here really quickly, and you can pick up your phones, give us a call, donate any donation of any level, and a donation of $50 or more will get you a tax receipt. So it's like your donation is pretty much cut in half almost how much it actually ends up costing you to donate. I don't know what the exact numbers are.
Yeah, it depends.
When you donate to nonprofits, I know when it's politics, it's you get quite a quite a chunk. Refund. Yeah. But definitely you get
or you can get a t-shirt, right, for $50.
That's also true. So we're going to jump into the charts, and we are counting down the national top 50 for the week ending Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. And at number 20 this week, down from 14, it's the Pack AD. There are some songs EP sitting in that spot. You're going to hear a track called Take. After that, re-entering the charts and the first time on the program is Jordan Clausen. And from the album Repentance, you're going to hear a track called, I blame other people for not being able to read my writing. I can't even read it myself sometimes. That's a song called Ranchero. And after that, at number 18, back in the program, up from 33, it's TV Freaks. And you're going to hear a track from the album, too. So stay tuned. You're listening to The Earshot 20. My name is Brian Cleveland. I'm playing the part of Anthony Emin this week.
And I'm playing the part of Brian Cleveland.
And Wayne Hansen's over there. Thanks so much for tuning in. Keep it locked right here on your local campus and community radio station. Here is the Pack AD.
You're listening to The Earshot 20. Number 20.
Take my last breath someday. COVID-19.
What do we survive?
It's the Earshot 20, and that was TV Freaks from the album Rewind, and or sorry, no, a track called Rewind from their album 2. I got too many things going on in
you
here.
Yeah, you're a busy
I
guy.
I need Anthony.
Sometimes you run out of the studio and you do things and things are happening and people come in asking for you and I don't know where you are.
And it's crazy fun drive shenanigans going on here. But anyway, their album is at number 18, up from 33. Re-entering the top 20 is Jordan Clausen at number 19 from the album Repentance. You heard a track called Ranchero, and starting off that set of music was Take by the Pack AD and a track from their Some Songs EP, which is at number 20, down from number 14. And it is Fun Drive Week here at our host station, Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. You can give us a call over the next hour and a half remaining of the program to area code 506-648-5925. Wayne's mouthing the numbers over here. He has them memorized. He knows them.
I've been spinning them out for a week now. 5925.
And you can give us a call if you'd like to make a pledge, or you can also pledge online at localfm.ca/donate to help support a campus and community radio voice in St. John, New Brunswick. We're going to jump shortly to a feature interview that we have this week from Bondo out of CHSR. Aaron Bond recorded an interview with the Famines, who are touring through the Maritimes and beyond this week. And she was gracious enough to let us use her interview on the program. Because we've just been so crazy busy with Fun Drive, we didn't have a chance to interview the band ourselves. But we have a really great feature interview with her speaking to one of the duo that make up the Famine. So we'll hear from that briefly. But we're going to jump right back to some music here to take you away into your day. You're going to hear from King Khan and the Shrines. They're at number 17 this week, up from 19. Idle No More is the name of the record. You're going to hear a track called So Wild. And then from the long-awaited Deltron 3030 record Event 2, that drops one spot to number 16. You're going to hear a track which features Damon Albarn, and it's called What Is This Loneliness? What do you have anything to say, Wayne?
Bondo's big on the old Twitter. And so a lot of things happening in CHSR, right? This
weekend. That's right. It's in Fredericton. And they have some fundraisers going on up there as well. So definitely go check that out.
And tonight's a big night for Pepper's Pub St. John.
Yeah, actually, if you're in town, if you're listening to this show live, it's November 1st, 2013. And as we've been saying, it's the final day of our funding drive here at the radio station, and there's a closing show this evening at Pepper's Pub, which is at Market Square, and it is some crazy local yokels doing covers of really cool bands in the Canadian, or in the, you know, the campus radio spectrum. And they're going to be doing covers of Suicide, Fear, and The Cure, which is a really cool headliner. That should be a really fun time. So you can go check that out. The doors open at 10 o'clock. Music should be kicking off by 11 o'clock. And it's only $8 at the door, and all proceeds will be going towards supporting our funding drive here. So definitely get out your door and go check that out. Should be a pretty fun
Friday night event. Yeah, it's always good.
Yeah,
time.
And this is our fourth time in doing this I Love Living in the Port City event, which is always sort of takes this vein of local artists doing covers of pretty cool college rock, modern rock, campus music classics. So we're going to jump into some music here. This is So Wild by King Kong and the Shrines, right here on the Earshot 20.
Number 17. I drink to your memory and how it took the world by storm. Laughing at all them tragedies that made us who we are today. That got us oh so far, far away. That made us wanna go so wild.
Seamus from Monomyth, and you're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 16.
Divide and Rule. sound of visitation. Inner spaces invaded, some say by alien races. They orbit our sun for thousands of years, creating supersonic wind tunnels, death funnels, severe takeoff weight. So aircrafts that pass the range come sacrificed in a mass of flames. Atmospheric oscillations cause extreme accelerations. The physical damage could devastate the electrical or chemical biological substances smuggled by the government's officials to customers. Moving airstreams would cause ionization. Cosmic rays would then expose you to radiation. All this plays in the part of the great invasion. A rectangular equation, your game awakening. We land our plane on the plains of the Lannister, formulating a plan to stick, or there's a chance for
I'm gliding through the atoms. What is this loneliness I'm feeling? It's all in your hands. This loneliness I'm feeling.
Yeah, man. For panic, proceed with planning. Soon as they landed, blown off the planet. Aquatic space vessels flow like a wet dream. Conductor of the thought train and alter the jet stream. When Mother Nature got out of line with Father Time, she was visited. Now we gotta live with it. Reptilian amphibious man, cause you kept chilling and just missed the plan. We unify humans, aliens, rebels, the Earth's desert, sandstorms and dust devils. There's no high road fallacy, the most glamorous, conglamorous in this spiral galaxy.
The possibility of extraterrestrial contact was all facts. Humans were the first stage of attack, meant to further mutate to creatures named Zoonoids. Traveled to the Earth before the legionaries were destroyed.
I'm gliding through the atoms. What is this loneliness I'm feeling? It's all in your hands. This loneliness I'm feeling.
Runner structure was dug up from the rim of the Milky Way galaxy systematically. Empires collapsed from higher attacks. I admire the inspiring acts that my eyes were infatuated with. Final conflict, interstellar civilizations came with bombs and ships. Machines with artificial intelligence telling us our existence is not relevant.
Damn, who would volunteer to bounce extremely low frequency rhymes off the ionosphere? Tell all alien life I'm in here. So your vessel, it could get commandeered like your planet. Cause you taking it for granted, then everyone ran when they landed. See? There's a pentagon inside every pentagram. Do your geometry, it's in the center, fam.
I'm gliding through the atoms. What is this loneliness I'm feeling? It's all in your hands. This loneliness I'm feeling.
So I'm on the phone with Raymond from The Famines, a duo from Edmonton and Montreal. Is that correct?
Yes, indeed.
Okay.
Garrett is in Edmonton right now, and I am in Montreal.
Oh, okay. So how do you do the music together then, being in separate cities like that?
It involves a lot of panicking, actually. Garrett and I actually, we canceled our spring tour plans this year for a few reasons. So we hadn't actually seen each other for 12 months before going on the road this year. So basically 8 days ago on a Sunday, I picked Garrett up at the airport in Montreal, and we went directly to the jam space where we practiced for 3 days straight. And then on Wednesday, we played our first tour show in Ottawa after we'd written some new material. And yeah, it's pretty high key, and that's kind of an example of how we do things.
Well, maybe we should talk about your music itself, because I read online that it's been compared to like a 70s proto-punk fuzzy garage kind of rock.
Yeah.
But what would you describe yourselves as?
Well, it's kind of this curious mix of minimalism and maximalism. We're kind of trying to shun the blues in a way and make something new by using a very few elements, like just six guitar strings, a voice, and a drum kit. And by shunning cliche and trying to make some new interesting songs, I'm choking on my own tongue. This is hilarious. We're trying to do something new with guitar and with garage rock. In the past, maybe after a few beers, I've described the band as garage rock for people who are bored of garage rock. I think that might be accurate.
Okay. And being a two-piece, though, was that intentional? Or did it just kind of whittle down that way?
Yeah, absolutely. Before this band, I had been in two-piece bands since about 1998 or 1997. And I think I've said this a few times to a few different people, but I mean, I'm fascinated by the times in which we live, in which almost anything is possible, thanks to technology and thanks to the decentralization of technology. And I'm kind of curious about what happens when you impose limitations upon the creation of art and try to innovate within them. And I think that's exactly what we do, where we have, as I say, so few elements, but we're approaching using them in a novel way. So that's interesting to me. I think, too, that Garrett and I are pretty no-nonsense dudes, and I don't think we could deal with a third person in the band.
And I was kind of looking you guys up online, because to be completely honest, I don't really know a whole lot about you. But I read that you have 5 7-inch records, a 12-inch record, an 8-track, a 7-song live cassette that has a 268-page liner notebook. Is that true?
Correct.
Holy smokes.
Yes, it is.
And then...
go ahead.
No, you go right ahead.
Oh, yeah. Well, from day one, we've considered the aesthetic end of the band very important as well. I'm an illustrator by trade. Garrett cares a great deal about that kind of thing as well. And so we've done our best to try and make each release as interesting as possible. So with the string of 7 inches, there would be very purposeful concept art that would be the cover of each of those that would be reflective of the A side of each of the records. The collected singles LP collects all of those and is kind of just a document of all of those times and places that we recorded. With the 7-song live cassette, we had... That was a recording that we made the day before our first show, and it was a very good document of a time and place, but not necessarily a studio record. So we kind of wanted to drive that home, and at the time I ran a book publishing house, so we assembled a liner notebook that was all factual information and context around those recordings, like dossiers of everyone who was involved in the recording, accounts of the day of the recording, that kind of thing. So I think this is in part a reaction to the internet culture of music, where, you know, one might get an MP3 and it has a little tiny JPEG of an album cover, if you're lucky, and the name of a band and the name of the song, and no other context. So the idea that we would give someone all of the information related to a recording rather than a few scant clues, I think, is important in a world in which there's an increasing separation between... information and what we do with it.
You're listening to the Earshot 20, and that was Bondo speaking to the Famines. We'll get back to the second half of that interview, as well as a featured track from that band, in the second hour of the program. Before that, in that last set, you heard What Is This Loneliness by Deltron's 3030 and their album Event 2, which was at number 16, falling just one spot this week. And at number 17, up from 19, was King Khan and the Shrines. I'll Know More is their latest. And you heard a track called So Wild. We're going to keep on moving here with the charts for the time being. But just a reminder that it is Fun Drive Week here at Local 107.3 FM, CFMH in St. John.
Brian,
Brunswick.
You put the fun in Fun Drive.
I try to. It's a pretty good time usually. And that is your time to help support our host station here at Local FM by giving our program a call at any time, area code 506-648-5925, or donating online at localfm.ca/donate. We are going to move on to hearing from the Arctic Monkeys, which are sitting at number 15 this week, raising from number 18. Their latest album is called AM, and following that, you're going to hear from number 14, who is B.A. Johnston and his latest record, Mission Accomplished. Stay tuned. We'll let you know the track that you heard when we return. Here is the Arctic Monkeys right here on the Earshot 20.
Number 15.
1, 2. See her on the prowl, wondering whether she left already or not. Leather jacket, collar popped like antenna, never knowing when to stop. Sunglasses indoors, par for the course. Lights in the floors and sweat on the walls. Cages and poles. Call out the search for your soul. I'll put it on hold again. She's having a sly and a smoke. She calls the folks who run this her oldest friends. Sipping a drink and lapping that's imaginary juice. As all the signals are sent, I rise and invite you to approach. And it seems as though those lumps in your throat that you just swallowed have got you going. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on, come on. Number one, party outflow. She's a certified mind blower, knowing full well that I don't. Somewhere from which you might know her, just to get the ball to roll. Drunken monologues, confused because it's not like I'm falling in love. I just want you to do me no good. And you look like you could. Come on, come on, come on. Come on, come on.
I'm stealing cable, hee 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 ho. I'm stealing cable, Ted Rogers, he go no. Ted Rogers rolling, he just rolling in his grave, you know. I can't stop smiling, thinking about all the money I save. I'm stealing cable, hee hee, yeah. I'm stealing cable, fuck yeah. Found a guy in Kijiji, met him in a sketchy parking lot. He sold me some kind of weird screwdriver thing. Helps me hack into my Rogers box. I'm stealing cable, boo, 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 boo. I'm stealing cable, Sheila Cable, ho, 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 ho. I don't need no downloads, I don't need no torrent sites, because I got my free cable TV and it keeps me warm at night. I'm stealing cable, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm stealing cable, fuck yeah. Getting kinda nervous when I see that Rogers man. I break out into a cold sweat when I see a red minivan. I'm stealing cable, ho, 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 ho. I'm stealing cable, Ted Rogers, he go no.
Local 107.3 FM DJs range in age from teenagers to over 80 years old, from all walks of life and backgrounds. All DJs are volunteering their time to share their ideas, music, and programming with you, the listener. We have over 60 different programs a week with more variety of music than any other station in our community. Help support Campus Community Radio in St. John by giving your favorite DJ a call at 506-648-5925 and help support us during our annual fun drive.
You're listening to Earshot 20, and that's right, it is Fun Drive Week here at Local 107.3 FM CFMH in St. John, New Brunswick. It is your last day, last chance to give us a call live in the booth, area code 506-648-5925 to pledge your support to community radio in our area.
648-5925.
That's right. And you can also pledge online at localfm.ca/donate. We are rounding out the first 10 of the program here at the Earshot 20. You heard sitting at number 14 this week, Down from a 9. It was B.A. Johnston, Roll Teddy Roll, sitting in that spot is his latest record, Mission Accomplished. And at number 15 up from 18, it was the Arctic Monkeys from their new record, AM. You heard number one party anthem. We're going to keep on rolling here to hear number 13 up from 21 back in the program. It's Jesse Lanza, Pull My Hair Back. And you're going to hear Against the Wall. Then you're going to hear Ohio Light and Fire by the Albertans off of their latest Dangerous Anything before moving on to number 11, Dance 7, which is Churches, The Bones of What You Believe. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
Number 13.
I could.
12. Number 11. Solutions that never make anyone happy. We are done this time.
From their album sitting at number 11 this week, it is Churches from The Bones of What You Believe. That's at number 11, as I said. Down from number 7, you heard a track called Lungs. For that, you heard Ohio Light and Fire by the Albertans. Their newest, Dangerous Anything, is at number 12, down from 8. And number 13, up from 21, was Jesse Lanza from Pull My Hair Back, a track called Against the Wall. And that will round out the first 10 of the Earshot 20 this week, for the week ending Tuesday, October 29th, 2013. Anthony Enman is away this week, but I'm joined in the booth by the always excellent co-host, Wayne Hansen.
Hey, thanks so much. That's much more credit than Anthony gives me when I sub in for you.
Yeah, usually Wayne fills in for me. This is the first episode that Anthony has had to miss, and it's our Fun Drive week. Give us a call at area code 506-648-5925. Area code 506-648-5925. And we're going to jump into a very quick break, so stay tuned. When we come back, we have lots more to bring. We have our second half of the interview with the Famines. We have our Entertainment 401 from Stephen Karlick of Exclaim, and loads more. So keep it locked right there. And of course, what was I missing? The top 10, the most important part.
The top 10. We heard the other 10. Now we're here the top 10.
That's right. You're listening to the Earshot 20.
The Earshot 20 returns after this.